Larry Weber is an author, educator, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Well, howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, and I hope you are appreciating these last days of May.
I am appreciating the sunlight in my office before I sign on in the morning.
Oh, yeah, isn't that something? We are now at 15 and a half hours of daylight. And the sun rises, which is around 5:20 now in the morning, is going to continue to get earlier. And the sunsets, which are right now about 8:50, are also going to continue to get later. And so in about 3 weeks, we'll be at the solstice. So, yes, you get plenty of daylight at this time of year. It's interesting to notice, I think probably the two most obvious things at this time are the woods is almost completely foliated. I think every tree species now has started to open its leaves. There is a few of them, the black ash, the sumac, and the big tooth aspen, that for some reason, I mean, they're completely unrelated trees, but for some reason, all three of them are very late to open their leaves. Well, even those, I saw those leaves opening this week, so we're definitely getting a foliated. The leaves are not full size yet, but they will be soon. Probably by the time we talk next week, we will have a completely foliated forest. But the other thing I've noticed is all the lilacs. Wow, it's just incredible. You never realize how many people have lilacs growing in their yard until this time when they come in bloom, and it is just amazing. Any driver like me who stops and looks at them is hard to keep your eye on the road. There's also a lot of flowering crabs in bloom in people's yards, too. So if you see a car going down the road and it's winding all around like the driver's not paying attention, it's probably me looking at all these. They're just so outstanding at this time. Other things of note, we are having the late migrants showing up every week lately. I have been talking about different migrants in the spring bird migration. By the time we get to late May, it is pretty much just the late migrants, a few stragglers coming through. The migration is still happening, but it will be tapering off. This week I did add things like black-billed cuckoo, wood peewee, eastern kingbird, and a few more I added to the list, indigo bunting, alder flycatcher. They're always some of the later migrants, and I added those to the list this week. But what's happening with a lot of other ones is that they're singing, and they're singing on territory, which means they are getting ready for their family. It's the next step after migrating north. And this is so obvious. When I was out on my walk this morning, I must have heard songs of 20 kinds of birds. And they take advantage of the calm conditions in the early morning, and that's when their songs can be heard. And so most of them have already sung to attract a mate. So what they're doing now is they're singing on territory to pretty much tell other birds of their species that this site is taken, you're going to have to go somewhere else. Many of the earlier migrants, I have a phoebe nest out here and robin nest in the yard, and many of the early migrants are nesting, and in many cases, the babies, I think we see this with the gosling, Canada geese goslings, the babies are out and moving about, and then if the nestlings have hatched, they, of course, still stay in the nest. So plenty going on in the world of birds. This June is always the time of the breeding bird survey where we listen to the bird songs to try to determine populations. This is also the time of another baby showing up, and that's the deer. Baby, the fawns show up. I haven't seen one yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're here. The frog situation has changed a bit. You know, we had such crazy changing weather. We've had some cool days in May, and then we had a really warm day one day this week. 2 days ago, we had a high temperature of 83 degrees. Yesterday's high was 59, thanks to the winds from the east. It was also interesting to note that 59 degrees happened shortly after midnight. So most of the day was spent considerably cooler than that. But because of these changes, we've had frog calling going on. I heard chorus frogs again and spring peepers again. They usually are the earlier ones, but because of the rain and the changes and so forth with the temperatures, they're still calling. The toad ones that I mentioned last time, the toad season doesn't last very long, and I have not heard toads for the last couple of days. I was curious if their breeding season has already passed. Gray tree frogs that definitely will continue. Anyone going camping in the next two weeks or so, and you're out camping overnight, and you hear the calling of some frogs coming from the water, loud calling, almost like a loud buzzer-type call, that is the gray tree frog. And they'll continue to call for quite a while yet. Sometimes they'll call way into late to midsummer. Interesting thing with the world of insects, thanks to our cooler temperatures, the mosquitoes have been very little so far. Yesterday I took some long walks and never once even saw a mosquito. We do have some black flies, but even they are not as much as would be expected. But a couple of other insects of note have shown up, and that is some really dynamic butterflies. Last time I mentioned the little painted ladies and American lady butterflies, the little orange butterflies that tend to come to dandelions in our yard. They were out there along with a few other, the small white ones, the cabbage butterflies, and the yellow, the sulfur butterflies. But this week I added a couple of larger ones to it, the swallowtails. Tiger swallowtails are our most common swallowtail. They are black and yellow, and they're quite large, probably our biggest butterfly. And they tend to show up at about the time the lilacs are in bloom, and yes, I did see them this week. And then I also saw one that's a little bit less common, that is the black swallowtail. I have yet to see a monarch, but I wouldn't doubt at all if they are out there. Other things, the spring wallflowers that I have been talking in previous weeks, how they grow in the woods in the early spring, taking advantage of the sunlight. Well, there's obviously not as much sunlight right now, so those early ones are pretty much fading, and their place is being taken by a couple of wildflowers, or quite a large number of wildflowers, that can handle the shade. Some of these, like Jack in the Pulpit, we are quite familiar with. Baneberry, Bunchberry, Wild Lily of the Valley, Pale Vetchling. Some of those we're not as familiar with, but I did find two of note this week. One of them was columbine. Columbines are really spectacular flowers. They grow huge. They grow 2 feet tall at least. They have a reddish flower that hangs inverted on the end of the branches. Very beautiful flower. One color that doesn't show up too much in the spring flowers is red. So it's just when they show up, they're really terrific to see. They tend to grow in rocky soil. I find them on a bike trail along the side of cliffs. And then the other one of note that I found yesterday was a pink lady slipper, also known as moccasin flower. That was the first one of the season. Yellow lady slippers, which grow great numbers out at Jay Cook State Park. I took a look yesterday, and no, I still haven't seen them in bloom. So, as I said, the trees are in blossom. I mentioned both the crab apple and the lilac. Well, there's also other ones. Apple trees are, of course, blooming. Choke cherries are in bloom many places. Elderberry are blooming. Honeysuckle is blooming. Siberian pea, for those who planted those along their yards and so forth, are in bloom. Raspberries started to bloom. So, yes, we have a tremendous amount going on. If you have either a red or a silver maple, take a look at them, and you might see the seeds developing as well. So, yes, they say Lisa, June is busting out all over, and I think we will continue to see that. Now, the forecast for today for some rain will make that even more so. So, yes, it's going to be quite an interesting time. Keep your eyes open. And you talked about the early sunrise and late sunset and the long days. Well, we're going to get even more light this next week because we have a full moon coming up this next week.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, Lisa, it is a very wonderful time of year. So enjoy.
It is indeed. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber is an author, educator, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac right here on KUMD.